It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
Hello and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 297, The Fair is Over. My name is Matt Letter, and I'm really glad that you're joining us today. That first song that you just heard was The Fair is Over, performed by Mark Gunn, and read for you by Lorella Loftus. You can find more about Mark Gunn's music at markgunn.com. And yes, that is normally the song that we use to close out our show, but as this is the final show of this year, we figured it would be a little bit appropriate to play it for you first. So this is the show that we are going to be playing songs that are commemorating the spirit of this entire year. So let's jump into some more music. The next song you are going to hear is The Celt Came Back, performed by Lee Agnew from Sounds from the Village of Carlisle.
And he tried to put him to the test. He sent him with a knight who was going on a quest. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. On sight, so he loaded up his cannon with powder to the sight. He waited and he waited for that bard to come around. Itty bitty pieces of the castle's all they found. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. Hey. Flying high in a balloon, he asked him for to take him to the man up in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 leagues away. Where that wizard is now, well, I cannot say. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away. With a 10-shilling note, take him to the lake, take him out on a boat. They tied a rock around his neck, it must have weighed 10 stone. Now they drag the shoreline, because the boat came back alone. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. sea. He locked him in a trunk and threw away the key. A storm came up, it swept the ship away. If anyone survived, we can only pray. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. For a pell, he said, beat him soundly, I want to hear him yell. The knight put on his armor and sharpened up his sword, but nobody has since heard from that knightly lord. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away. In a bog, he called out all the huntsmen who brought along their dogs. They chased him all night long until the night turned into day, but nobody was left who had survived the awful fray. Still the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. Well, Greek fire fell just the other day, lightning from the skies in a similar way. Egypt, Greece, Samaria, Rome all have gone away. The entire ancient world is lying in decay. But the Celts came back the very next day. The Celts came back. They thought that they were goners, but the Celts came back. They just wouldn't stay away.
Hi, this is Alvin Brumfield with the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. I closed the weekend for 2017, had a few inches of snow, a rare occurrence for South Louisiana. But as we, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, has completed our final weekend of the year, so has the entire Renaissance Festival industry. Thank you for a great year. We thank all of our fans and supporters like you who listen to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
heaven's lost, my all in vain. We're talking about a lady now, a real angry lady. Let's talk about a lady now, a real
is true. It's royalty I do conspire. When I'm discontented, when it is through, everyone will know that I'm a liar. To the throne of England I aspire. To the throne of England I aspire. Try to quell my rage and the big duel in this corner, wearing teal from the very highlands of Scotland, Angus Menty Archibald Douglas. And in this corner, from Menstrow Village upon Cumberland, wearing teal, Tom Smiter.
For the love of Allah, you two.
Angus? Angus? Tom! Yes!
Allah be merciful, Tom.
Ho, 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 ho. Now that's clever.
Uh-oh. Hey, no fair, he's got one of those things.
Oh, quit your away then.
Where'd you get that, Angus?
Where do you think?
Did you barely get that?
I think it's right. Time to go now.
Be a man, Angus. Play recorder.
Oh, what a cute little pipe.
I think it's time.
I've had enough. I'm going back to the camel.
Or else we'll have to stay here all night. But it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. 'Cause I woke up this morning. I said I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning and I poured myself an ale.
That last song was Playhouse Blues, performed by The Lost Boys from their album The Lost Boys. Find out more about them on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, over on our Facebook page, there's lots of stuff going on. There's information about new CDs, some sales, pictures from other fairs, interesting articles. There's one right now about a medieval manuscript. All sorts of fun stuff over there. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/renfestmusic. The next song we're going to be hearing is a farewell song performed by the New Minstrel Review from their album Many Hands. Find out more about them at facebook.com/newminstrelreview.
Farewell, farewell, farewell to you. May your steps be light, may your stories be true. Won't you stay one more night and share some fine brew and lead by the sweet morning dew? Farewell, goodbye, I know you must go, but stay one more day, it's starting to blow. There's a fire in the hearth, my heart's all aglow, and we still have 10 pints to go. My friend, may you always be happy, may your burden always be light, may you have all the strength that you'll need on your journey, and a warm place to lie down when you go to sleep at night. Rise, the last pint is tipped, the road lies there waiting, may your voyage be swift, in case from your true path you ever should drift, these simple words are my humble gift. Kindness should never wait till tomorrow, grace can't be a pawn in the game that you play, joy can never be bought back tomorrow. Take love with you, so give it away. On your cart, out on the road, keep us in your heart until you return and we're back at the start. Here it's no castle, but it serves us well. Fresh pints on the table, and us raising hell with new lines on our faces, and new tales to tell of the times when we stood up and the times when we fell. May your burden always be light. May you have all the strength that you'll need on your journey, and a warm place to lie down when you go to sleep at night. My friend, may you always be happy. May your burden always be light. May you have all the strength. To lie down when you go sleep.
This one time at Bristol, many long years ago, cosplay was still something new, not quite vogue. They beamed down from Gen Con with ribbed foreheads. They talked the Wild Rover in Klingon instead.
Jacob's Coco Note. Coconut Kapoos, Vodge Cheech to Kubok Lenghil, coconut kapoosh.
They fancied our fight cast, their weapons compared. They said they'd seen worse than Nick Cutter's rapier. Still, it was not as good as a Klingon bat mask, much less that duck talk, that dagger of death.
Jacob's coconut, coconut kapoosh, but she took Kubog Langville.
Then we pulled out a fine English pistol, the deadliest weapon in all of fair Bristol. We followed it up with our cool trebuchet, but then they did show us their disruptor rays.
Jacob's coconut, coconut kapoosh, but she took Kubog Langville. Coconut kapoosh.
There wasn't much left of the cast after that. The Klingons were vicious with their mighty batlets. Then Gen Con moved to Indy to stay, and we never have seen them again to this day.
Jacob's coconut, coconut kapoosh, vashti chukubog lengwil. Coconut kapoosh, Jacob's coconut, coconut kapoosh, vashti chukubog lengwil. Coconut kapoosh.
And that was Klingons at Bristol, performed by Dan Labard from Cross Genre References. Find out more at danthebard.com. So yes, this year is almost over, but we are already looking forward to the next shows that we are going to be bringing you. In January, we're going to have a roundtable at the Rosenfolk's German Medieval Festival. In February, we have the award show. In March, we'll have a Filk show. That's fantasy, science fiction, folk music. And also in March, we're going to be doing another show about the new CDs of 2017. So lots to look forward to there. If you are a fan of this show but would like a slightly bawdier version and are a fan of those types of songs, then head on over to renbawdy.com. That's RENBAWDY.com. Or look up the Ren Bawdy Show on iTunes or Gplay. The next song we're going to listen to is Health to the Company, performed by The Dregs from their album Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another. Find out more about them at the-dregs.net.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in a chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all a grief to refrain, for we may or may never all meet here again.
So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may or may never I'll meet here again.
Here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty there's none can excel. There's a smile on my face as she sits on my knee. There is no man in this wide world as happy as me.
So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may or may never all meet here again.
Our ship lies at harbor, she's ready to dock. We wish a safe landing without any shock. And if ever we should meet again by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me.
So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may or may never all meet here again.
We'll pass on our way now, our hands at our side, remembering the laughter and the tears that we've cried, like the beauty of Arran and the depths of the sea. Your spirit and friendship go always with me.
So here's a health to the company and one of my last. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or may never all meet here again. So here's a hail to the company and one of my last. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or may never all meet here again. Meet here again.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
Some say myth or merely myth perception. When all is said and done, he'll be the champion. He's riding out to Camelot tomorrow. A round table knight, a round table knight. He's mounted on his charger and riding on. Questing beast nor damsel in a tower will sway him from his quest nor make him cower. And by the end of day, a dragon he will slay, and he's riding out to Camelot tomorrow. A round table knight, a round table knight.
That last song you just heard was Round Table Knight, performed by Fugly from the album Fugly, the Less Than Authorized Bootleg Edition. Find out more at povera.com. So what do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Leave us a message at 478-227-8537. That's 478-CASTLES. Or send us a message on Facebook. Or email us at renfestpodcast.com. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. If you have questions, comments, we like to hear from our fans. So thanks for taking the time to write in. The next song we're going to be hearing is The Leaving of Liverpool, performed by Jesse Linder. from The Bramble and the Rose. Find out more about Jesse Linder on facebook.com/jessielinder.bard.
Farewell to you, my own true love. I am going far away. I am bound for California, but I know that I'll return someday. So farewell, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I have sailed on a Yankee packet ship, Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is a captain of her, and they say she is a floating shame. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. With Burgess once before, so I think I know him right well. If a man is a sailor, he can get along, but if not, he is sure in hell. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. Leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, when I think of thee. Oh, the sun is on the harbor, love, and it's there I would remain, for I know it will be such a long, long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but the darling, when I think of thee. Darling, when I think of thee. But my darling, when I think of thee.
Right now, the patrons of the podcast are listening to Scarborough Fair, performed by Fair to Midland from Kilts, Celts, and Kippers. Find out more about them at fiddlersfancy.com. Green Sneeze, performed by the Green Man Clan from We Go to 11Z's. Find more about them at facebook.com/greenmanclan. Ren Girl, performed by the Village Idiots from Chamber of Stupidity, and they're online at rennyidiots.com. And My Favorite Things, performed by Rowan and the Rose from their self-titled album, and you can find them at rowanandtherose.com.
This song is a protest against restrictive clothing.
Yeah.
It's called Burn the Bodice! Oh, they say a girl's not modest if she goes without her bodice, but 'tis a fable, bears but little truth. 'Tis a harbinger of death, what sucks out all our breath, and what ought to be the flower of our youth. So, ladies, stoke the
a fashion men desire. Let the laces be untied, we'll not be satisfied till our bodices are smouldering on the fire. Now working hard all day, constrained by whalebone stays, is not as easy as you men might think. Our movements are impaired, our bosoms heave for air, and it greatly decreases how much we can drink. So ladies, stoke the fires well and stand up for your rights. We'll not be slaves to a fashion men desire. Let the laces be untied, we'll not be satisfied till our bodices are smouldering on the fire. Now some may think it justified to keep us stuffed inside these sausage casings for to look our best. Oh, but if you love me true, you know what you must do. You must help me get this injustice off my chest. So ladies, stoke the fires well and stand up for your rights. We'll not be slaves to a fashion men desire. Let the laces be untied. We'll not be satisfied till our bodices are smouldering on the fire. Till our bodices are smouldering in the fire. Revolution!
Revolution!
That last song that you just heard was Burn the Bodice, performed by Joni Minstrel from Joni Minstrel and the Revolution Against Monarchs. Find out more about Joni Minstrel at store.cdbaby.com/artist/Joni Minstrel. A very heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, and Mari Vopio. How are we doing? How are you doing? Is there a show or performer that you would like to hear on the show? Email renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Or call or text 478-CASTLES, that is 478-227-8537. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter, at Matt Letter. Well, we've reached the final song of the year, and what a year it's been. Here's looking forward to the next one, and to all the songs that we are going to be hearing that we haven't even heard yet before. Here's to all the artists out there who are making music, and all of you who are just learning to play, learning to sing, and all of you who are appreciators of that music, and spend your time to go out and see those artists perform, and talk about those artists, and tip them, and buy their CDs. And really, here's to all of you who are listening. We really do appreciate you. Thanks for being part of this family. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your year, and a fantastic year to come. So to close it out, we are going to be playing The Parting Glass, performed by Craig of Farrington, from the album 20 Years of Sweet Delights. Find out more about Craig of Farrington on Facebook. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you in the lanes.
Of all the money e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the wrong that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but thee. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night, and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts e'er I had, they've wished me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should go and you should not, I gently rise, I softly call. Good night, and joy be with you all.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The next song we're going to hear is The Celt Came Back, performed by... Yeah, let's try that again. And also in March, we're going to be doing a show about the new CDs of 2016. Maybe that's 2017. Or 2018. 2017? Probably 2017.